Hello.
Hey, it's us.
It me.
I do this.
Oh yeah. What is this?
This two dat.
Here on WJRH
104.9 FM,
Lafayette College Radio,
Easton, Pennsylvania.
I'm Jake.
I'm Owen.
This is Two Dudes Assorted Tunes.
Two dat.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Two dat.
We do things. We play music.
We do sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes we do weird avant-garde stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just laugh.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't laugh.
You're right. Sometimes it's not funny.
You know, there's two categories of times in life. There's times when I'm laughing, and there's times when I'm not laughing.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could, in fact, do that. Yeah. You could divide.
No, that's how I divide my entire life.
Okay.
This is a time when I'm not laughing.
Ha!
And that was a time that I was laughing. Nailed it. This is kind of an in between, so we're gonna call it not laughing.
All right.
Because it wasn't explicit. But you want to know what is explicit?
Fuck. All right, well.
Yeah.
I had to turn down the mic because I knew you wouldn't. I mean, you can probably pick it up from yours
barely, but not enough to get censored. So,
not enough to get fined.
Shout out to the FCC.
Well, all right. You know what is not explicit?
All the music that we have on the show tonight.
That's correct.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? What do you want to start with? We going with this?
Yeah, we can do that.
Alrighty. We didn't have a chance to organize this until literally 2 minutes ago.
I forgot that the show was tonight.
Yeah.
So, it's been a long night. There have been multiple talks. Actually, I want to talk because there was a comedian, and I have things to say about that are unrelated. But also, Bobby Blunt, Robert Blunt, Peter's favorite professor on campus.
Professor Doobie.
Yeah. He gave a lecture tonight. It was last lecture, you know, like if you were to give one final lecture to students or to whoever, like what would you say?
Yeah.
And it was incredible. And honestly, like I know totally now why Peter loves Bobby Blunt. But it's been a long night.
Okay.
So I just kind of gotten caught up in everything. But I won't forget about you, Two Dat or Two Dat listeners.
Oh boy.
Except for the ones I hate. Shout out Hannah. So anyway, here's Sister by the Black Keys.
Break up the crown.
Because she's a...
We're on air.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
A bumbling something something. My new favorite insult. Have you heard that yet?
A fuddy daddy.
Can you turn my mic off real quick?
No.
Right? That's solid.
That's a pretty good
insult.
That's
a pretty good... It's a good one to call people.
Yeah, dude. Wow. So that was Sister.
Yeah.
By the Black Keys.
I like it.
That's on El Camino. Which is really funny. Because the cover of El Camino is a minivan.
Yeah.
It's not an El Camino.
It's not. Which I think represents the Black Keys.
Not an El Camino.
Not an El Camino.
They are, in fact, not an El Camino.
Yeah. You know, you can classify things in life into two categories. An El Camino and not an El Camino. And that works for everything except for this album. Because it is both
an El Camino
and not an El Camino.
Not an El Camino.
So.
Huh.
Good. Good times. But no, it's a good song. I don't listen to enough Black Keys, which is surprising because they're from Ohio.
Ohio.
That's where I'm from, for those people who don't know, which if you're listening to the show, you probably know, because if you don't know me, why are you listening?
They could know me.
Because if you don't know me, why are you listening? Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
No.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, they're Ohio born and raised. Them and I believe Heartless Bastards are two of the big, like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Ohio groups that I know of for certain. And then Kid Cudi's obviously from Cleveland.
The land.
They do a
Cleveland.
Good job of representing the state of corn. My city's called Gem City, like gem like diamond.
Yeah.
But I don't fully know why. Because as far as I can tell, there have never been diamond mines or anything like that in Dayton.
Huh.
Or anything that would really be associated with gems or diamonds. Just corn.
Corn.
Corn City. Doesn't sound as nice.
No.
It's got that alliteration, though.
But you know what corn is?
It's food. It's also fuel.
No, I know that. But growing corn. Like, if you're growing corn is a cash crop.
Yeah.
And here's Dram, who also sings about crops in a different
song. Shout out, Broccoli. But here, we're going to power that cash machine.
Yeah. So, here's Dram.
I ain't talking about no broke business. I got money now. All I really understand is since that check came in, everybody's talking like I'm really acting funny now. That don't matter. All I hear is since that check came in. I love it when you talk to me. My cash machine. I love it when you talk to me. My cash machine. Since that check came in. Don't you know I got that bag? And best believe my mama straight. I sent some bands to Tatiana. And if I bought you out, I pay you
away.
I copped a second set of goldens. These ones way more colder. I'm in the sky like all the time, and now it's no layover. My records all across the wave. I'm getting paid. This money new, these honeys blue. I'm talking no Crayola. My credit card is a plastic bankroll. Still keep that 9 cause I get guap from pay shows. Got a palace in a cut, laying low. Talking to that, it does whatever I say so. Whoa. I ain't talking about no broke business. I got money now. All I really understand is since that check came in, everybody's talking like I'm really acting funny now. That don't matter. All I hear is since that check came in. I love it when you talk to me. My cash machine. I love it when you talk to me. My cash machine. Since that check came in, I used to get the coldest show. But now I get the hottest. How I feel about you is lukewarm. It burns you up cause I got all this cash. I'm asking where you work at. What kind of car you drive? Beat down a court cashier up at Five Guys. I get thousands for the walkthrough inside a nightclub, strip clubs, big bucks. Yes sir, that's right. You done got left if you don't got my new number. A rich man told me it's a part of the come up. Remember when they used to want me to shut up? Now it's ironic cause I only conversate with them honors. I ain't talking about no broke business. I got money now. All I really understand is since that check came in. Everybody talking like I'm really acting funny now. That don't matter, all I hear is since that check came in. I love it when you talk to me. My cash machine, my cash machine. I love it when you talk to me. My cash machine, my cash machine. Since that check came in.
So I saw that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him perform.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Oh, yeah?
When? Yeah. What?
Wait, what?
Just recently.
Oh, really? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder if we're at the same show.
I don't know.
Huh. Well, I don't know. So Dram came for spring concert.
Yes.
At Lafayette.
Yes, he did.
He was paired up with Daya, who was the opening act. And well, then he
came to Lafayette the day after he was at Coachella.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Like,
yeah. But I gotta say, I was low-key underwhelmed his set.
It was okay.
Like, Daya went first, and maybe it was just because, like, everything was still flowing. But I much preferred Daya's set, honestly, to Dram. I thought Dram did, like, he did an okay job opening, and then it kind of just, like, tapered out in the middle. Then he played Cash Machine. I was excited for that. Mm. Then he played another Cha-Cha, which, like, I don't really know Cha-Cha, but it was okay.
I mean, I know exactly two Dram songs.
Yeah. And then he came out into Broccoli, and I was hyped for it, and then he tried to make it soulful, and it was weird, and I wasn't a fan. And then it started to pick up, but at that point, I was kind of already checked out, and I was just like, I expected him to have more energy for the music that he does and, like, the stuff that he makes. So I was a little disappointed on that front just because I kind of wanted to dance and, like, hang out, have a good time.
Yeah.
But it was still fun. Like, it was still fun to see him. He's short.
He's very short.
He's a very short man. I was very excited for that. I didn't look up how tall he was on purpose because every time I see him in music videos and stuff, he looks short.
Yeah.
So I told my friend, I was like, yeah, and also he looks like he's like 5'4", so I'm really excited to see him on stage and see what that looks like. And they're like, oh, he can't be that short. Like, I feel like he's taller than that. I'm like, do you want to look it up? I'm like, no, we have to save it as a surprise now. Now we have to wait to see, like, is he surprisingly short or is he, like, surprisingly average height?
These are the simple things that amuse Owen Robinette.
He was short. He was a short man. He's a short man with a big head, so that makes it even better. But, so that's my review of Dram. Kind of slow, but he's a short man with a big head, so I got some giggles out of it.
Yo, remember that time when he went off stage, smoked a joint, and then came back on
stage?
It
literally smelled like weed when he left. I was, oh my god. That's the only way he can get away with doing that soulful stuff is, like, because you know that he just got baked right before he did that. Otherwise, I would give him no slack at all for that.
Yeah, it was weird. The keyboard guy did, like a whole, like, 4 or 5 minute classical thing for no apparent reason aside from the smell. Anyway, Dram is going on tour with Kendrick and Travis Scott.
He is.
Which is going to be really cool.
It's the
The damn tour.
It's the goddamn lit tour.
Yeah.
Goddamn from Dram, damn from Kendrick, and then just Travis Scott's always lit.
Lit, yeah. But so Dram will be raking in that money.
Yeah.
Perhaps like he is referring to in the Cash Machine.
But you know what they say?
Yeah.
When it comes to mo money,
comes to mo problems.
Tell me who rock, who sell out in the stores. You tell me who flop, who cop the blue drop. Who jewels got box, who mostly doji down to the blue drop. The same old pimp, Mace, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop till I see my name on the blimp. Guarantee a million sales, pull a level up. You don't believe in Harlem World? Double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Didn't know me 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem with the Goldie sound. Can't no pin deep. Hold me down, Cuda, school me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like Hootie. True pimp, spin no dough on the booty. And then yell, there go Mace, there go your cutie. Yeah,
all the shots, rip all the spots, rock all the rocks, top all the drops. I'm gonna be taking now when all the ball is stopped. Never home, gotta call me on the yacht. 10 years from now, we'll still be on top. Yo, I thought I told you that we won't stop. Now what you gonna do when it's cool? I got money much longer than yours, and a team much stronger than yours. Violate me, this'll be your day. We don't play, mess around, be DOA. Be on your way, cause it ain't enough time here. Ain't enough lime here for you to shine here. Deal with many women, but treat down's fair. And I'm bigger than the city life down in Times Square. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No info for the DEA. Federal agents mad cause I'm flagrant. Tap myself and the phone in the basement. My team supreme, stay clean. Triple beam, miracle dream. I'll be that. Catch a seat at all events bent. Send holsters, girls on shoulders. Play what? I told ya. Me and Mike to me, bruise too much. I lose too much. Step on stage, the girls boo too much. I guess it's like you run with lame dudes too much. Me lose my touch, never that. If I did, ain't no problem to get the where the true players at. Throw your rollies in the sky, waving side to side, and keep your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Player please, lyrically, see, B-I-G-B flossing, jig on the cover of Fortune, 500. It's my phone number, your man, I got the know, I got the dough, got the flow down, Pizzak, black and plus, like Zizak, dangerous, on Trizak, leave you with Trizak.
Money, more problems.
Problems we see.
Oh yeah.
Biggie did not perform this weekend.
No, he did not. Unfortunately, that would have been really weird. No.
He's dead.
Yeah. No, he died. Yeah.
So that happened.
Rip. Yeah, dude, you've heard about the hell's his name? Suge Knight was like finally talked about who shot. Tupac.
Yeah. I don't remember who it was, but I don't remember either.
But like, I guess we know now. So
I guess Well, actually, speaking of that, that's actually a perfect segue because I need to vent because we were walking to the last lecture talk and we were talking about something. I don't remember how it came up. We started saying things, and I was like, and someone said to something. I was like, not actually Tupac. And then Marissa said, oh no, actually 2 Chainz. And then Teddy was like, oh, I didn't know there was a difference. And I was like, and she's like, so wait, what's the difference? I'm like, well, first off, one of them is dead.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah, he did.
Second off, and I stopped there because I felt like that was enough.
Yeah.
But like,
should be.
There's a lot of difference. First off, can I say that on the, can I say 2 Chainz like rapper name on the show? If it's his name.
I don't know. What is it?
It's
okay.
Yeah. So first off, 2 Chainz goes by Titty Boy, which I don't think Tupac would ever have gone
by.
Why
does he do that?
I don't know. That was just his name before he decided to be 2 Chainz. Only reason 2 Chainz is famous is because, one, he does decent features. But second off, because the first time I heard of 2 Chainz was someone, it was like in my school, and we were in bio, and they were talking about DNA. And they're like, yeah, and the 2 Chainz in their lock. And then someone in the back just went, 2 Chainz! And that was the first time I'd ever heard of 2 Chainz. And from that point on, until Birthday Song came out, the only time I had ever heard the name 2 Chainz was someone going, 2 Chainz! Like, Talk about guerrilla marketing for one. Like that was a smart man, Titty Boy was. But
I hate
a lot of differences between 2 Chainz and Tupac.
Yes.
Definitely. Most namely, one of them is dead. And yeah, one of them was a correctional officer.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, no, I think I knew that.
Or was that Rick Ross?
Yes.
I remember Rick Ross was a correctional officer.
Yeah, that was Rick Ross.
See, now there I'd understand because they're both big fat rappers.
Wait, yeah. Is 2 Chainz fat?
Wait, can you look up the 2 Chainz? You know what I'm talking about.
No,
how
I
he
don't.
Lost all his weight. Not 2 Chainz, Rick Ross. I'm sorry.
Oh,
Rick,
yeah, no, I knew yes. He used to be fat.
No, but.
Well,
but
he's still
did
fat.
You,
but like,
you know his interview, right?
What do you mean?
Where he was on Tim Westwood. And okay, now you're just looking at pictures of Rick Ross being fat, but no,
no. The Google search is Rick Ross fat.
He did an interview with Tim Westwood, and he was talking about.
Is it not when he was fat?
It was after he lost weight. He was talking about how he lost weight.
Rick Ross.
You're just gonna get pictures of Rick Ross being skinny. That's not helpful.
I think it is. Look at this guy. This is a lot of improvement. God. Look at that. Oh, he's still got moves. What the hell? He's still fat, but he's just...
Well, that's what happens when you lose weight. You don't
what
just, like, that
hell?
Doesn't go away.
Oh, wait, no, that's if Rick Ross
That's skin.
Skinny.
No, that's, I mean, that's...
No. Well, this is someone made something
sure,
if
Sure, but
Ross
also,
was...
that's still skin. Like, the skin you have when you're fat, even if you lose weight and start working out, you don't just lose the skin.
I mean,
you know what
I
mean?
I know that, but...
So, like, Rick Ross was, like, 300-something pounds.
Oh, God,
even
that's a
skinny.
Picture of him naked. That's I don't want to see that. Ew.
Anyway, there's a video where Rick Ross is talking to Tim Westwood about how he lost weight, and he lost weight by eating pears.
I knew that.
Yes, and then you wouldn't pull up the video.
I didn't know where it was from. I just knew I thought that was a... Oh, no, it wouldn't have been a tweet.
No, because it was a video.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so
the way
Rick
he says
Ross
it.
Ross pears.
So there's just a
I'm
bunch of pictures.
Image.
Everyone look up Rick Ross pears in Google Images. It's right, just a bunch of pictures of pears with Rick Ross's face on them, and they're beautiful. One of them is actually Rick Ross shaped like a pear.
Yeah.
And that one's interesting.
Yeah. All right, anyways, so... Someone tattooed Rick Ross as a pear.
I just want to hear Rick Ross go, shout out to all the pears. That's all I want. Just find the video. Plus video.
Fine.
Plus video now, plus.
All right.
I eat pears now and shit like that. Shout out to all the pear.
That's it. That's all I wanted. Shout out to all the pear. All
right.
Anyway, we got more music.
Yeah.
That's not Rick Ross.
No, it's not.
It should be. No, it shouldn't.
No. No, this is a different music. Than Rick Ross.
Well, there's two categories of music. There's music with Rick Ross and music without Rick Ross. This is music without Rick Ross.
That's correct. Here's Basement.
We'll be right back.
was basement.
Yeah.
They cool.
Sounded like it was recorded in a basement, so that's fitting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they're like sort of like a post-grunge sort of deal.
Yeah, we don't do a lot of that, so that was nice.
So that was fun. I like basement. Abby showed me basement.
I like basement, too. I have some weird stories about basement.
You want to share?
Okay, so I can't remember if my first kiss was in the basement or if it was in my friend's backyard.
I mean, mine was in a bowling alley, which is sort of like literally a movie. It's my life was literally a crappy teen movie.
Ugh, rip.
Anyways, basement.
My life is a crappy teen movie. Continuously.
Wait, you're 20 though, right?
Yeah.
So.
But I mean, like, most of the teens in those movies are 20 plus. Mm. So.
Yo, shout out still to Channing Tatum in high school.
Yo, shout out to Wet Hot American Summer.
Oh, God.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful. But, yeah.
Well,
playing Guitar Hero.
Hmm?
In my basement, playing Guitar Hero.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I love Guitar Hero.
What song was it?
It was between songs.
Okay.
Yeah. All
right. Well, how did you do on the songs before and after?
I mean, always awesome. Okay. I had basically mastered hard mode,
okay,
and I was moving up to expert.
Okay.
But I stopped playing because I got to high school and then life got in the way.
I like Guitar Hero.
I like Guitar Hero too.
We should play Guitar Hero.
I like Rock Band. Beatles Rock Band was my favorite of all the games.
I had that one.
That was a lot of fun.
I think I beat that in a day.
Yeah, same. I got it on Christmas, and I made my family play the entire thing. There was someone on every instrument the entire game.
I made sure
of it because I wanted to get through all of it.
That's fantastic.
But at one point, like, someone wanted to tap out.
I played by myself.
Well, someone wanted to tap out, and we didn't have a mic stand, so I made someone sit in front of me with the mic while I played guitar because I knew the lyrics. So I was like, just let me sing. I'll play guitar. It's fine. Whenever you want to hop back in, just take it. It's all good. And I just ran with it because... I could.
Yeah.
I know all the Beatles.
They're real good.
John, Paul, George, and that other one. I know them all.
Ralph?
Yeah. Anyway, here's PSAs.
All right.
We don't know what this is.
Nope.
As with every week from now on.
No idea.
So here's a public service announcement. It's a rap.
Yes.
Literally.
Yes, it is. I can't hear anything out of these headphones. All right.
Rip. R.I.P.
All right. Well, anyways. So wait, so we'll leave the mics on. I'll have no idea what the PSA thing is saying.
Okay.
And you will, because
yes.
I don't have headphones, because nothing here.
So you can comment on the video, I'll comment on the sound.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
We're doing it.
All right, so there's a cigarette. It's kind of on the screen.
What does that say? I can't read it. Approximately 2,300 middle school students and 81,000 high school students in Georgia smoke cigarettes. So this is specifically about Georgia. We don't live in Georgia, but if anyone in Georgia is listening, then there's a 90% chance your high schooler is smoking cigarettes.
What do students think about smoking?
Hello. I present to you a few young men from the 8th grade class at the Best Academy. And here's what we think about smoking.
Bunch of people wearing like
please don't smoke,
it's
gonna hurt your throat.
A small cigarette might float your boat.
Ooh.
But all that smoke gonna kill you softly.
Ah. Not too late, you're lost and frozen.
Are they rapping?
Damn. Put you in a rotten, you tobacco property.
Ooh.
Don't smoke.
Oh, that guy's not wearing
don't
a tie.
Don't smoke.
On September 10th, 2007, the Atlanta Board of Education revised its personal smoking policy.
Personnel
smoking policy to a 100% tobacco free school policy. All right.
Yo, teachers don't smoke either. It's a bad influence. There's like a heartbeat in my ear just going boom, boom.
Tobacco use remains boom, a leading boom, preventable cause boom, of death boom, and disease in Georgia.
Boom, boom. Okay. Don't smoke.
All
right. So yeah, that's PSA number one.
Okay.
What do we got next? Is there anything on the recommended that looks legitimate?
Yeah, I think so. Let's see.
Tobacco, we're not buying it. What's that?
I don't know. Do you wanna do it?
Sure.
All right. Oh, wait. This one's better. PSA, don't chew tobacco
I feel like this is a comedy thing. I feel like this is a legitimate PSA.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right. All right, we'll do this one.
Okay.
All right, so there's just a dude in a t-shirt on screen. There's a
smoking
cigarette.
Cigarettes.
Okay. Well, he's not. Somebody is. The guy has a beard, see?
They're just smoking.
That guy doesn't. Yeah. Oh, he's uncomfortable.
Kid looks sad. He's looking around. Oh, that dude blew smoke in his face.
Oh, he's coughing. Uh-oh. refreshing.
Tobacco corporations spend over $10 billion annually to market their addicting and fatal products. The Surgeon General has found that such superfluous spending has resulted in the continuation of underage use of tobacco. If it were not for their deceptive advertising, our youth would continue to avoid tobacco and its agonizing health consequences. We don't want it. We're not buying it.
Alright.
So yeah, tobacco advertising is leading. It doesn't make you cool, kids. Don't smoke. As I tell all the first years on campus, when I see them smoking cigarettes, don't smoke cigarettes, smoke weed instead. That's a PSA from Owen. Owen.
Yeah, okay.
That's my PSA. All
right.
To all the little girls and boys out there. Don't smoke anything because it's bad for your lungs. But if you're going to smoke to try to be cool, don't smoke cigarettes because they're extra bad for you.
Vape Nash.
Shout out Vape Nash.
Vape Nash. All right.
Do we want one more?
No, I think we're good.
We're good? Okay.
We're kind of late in the show. We should keep it moving.
Okay, we're gonna move on. But just so you guys know, don't smoke cigarettes. Don't do tobacco. Tobacco is bad. Tobacco is bad for you. If you smoke tobacco, then you're a bad person, no matter what. You know what you gotta do. You gotta stick to that angel dust.
Don't do that.
Been great men the same, ain't gonna sell with all angel dust.
Wait, so what happens next?
RTJ.
Okay. Okay.
Angel dust.
Yeah, I don't know why they weren't, like, saying that, and then they just kind of did.
Yeah, no, I was like, I was worried, because I said it at the start of the song, and I was like, wait, was I supposed to censor that? Am I supposed to say that on the radio? And then they said it, so I'm confused. I don't know what I can and can't say anymore. I blame, you know what I blame?
The FCC.
I blame this gosh darn PC culture.
Thanks, Obama.
It's suppressing our Republican students, our conservative students on campus. And you know what? I just had enough of it. I am so sick of there not being enough safe spaces for conservative students to go together and spew their bigotry. I don't know. Yeah. Apparently you didn't. Okay, so the college just sent out, they created a committee.
I don't read emails.
They created a committee basically to look at inclusive dialogue on campus. Huh. And I'm like, okay, like that seems reasonable. The list of the committee came out and it was like majority white males and it was majority male. So I was like, and I wasn't the only one who was like this. So I was like, that seems a little sketchy.
You're a white man.
I am a white man.
Okay.
I am.
Okay.
I was like, that seems a little sketchy for a committee on inclusive dialogue. Like some people also address concerns it. Like people talk to Bilal. Like I figured maybe things were okay. Blah, blah, blah. So this report comes out either yesterday or 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. And the entire thing is basically just talking about how we don't have enough conservative speakers coming to campus. We don't have enough conservative voices on campus. How conservative voices don't feel comfortable or safe expressing their viewpoint in the classroom. Some people saying that they're afraid their grades are going to be affected about it. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm telling you, I've been in the same classrooms. I've been in these spaces. I have known professors who have been extremely liberal. And yeah. I've never heard one of them imply even that someone was going to get a worse grade because of their viewpoint. And now, granted, I have a small sample size, but I'm talking to other people who are in liberal arts. I'm talking to other people who are in these classes.
Yeah, you have a small
sample size. And I'm hearing the same thing. And this whole committee is just absurd, and the report was absurd, and like people are like, and so I put on Facebook, I was like, okay, so students at Lafayette's campus, you want conservative speakers to come here, who would you bring to campus? You know what the two first comments I got were? Milo Yenabla, whatever his name is.
Oh, the
nut job.
Isn't he like a pedophile?
Extreme white right wing pedophile nut job.
Right.
Like they think they're like, oh well, he's gay, so it doesn't like he can do whatever he wants. I'm like, no,
he's gay, so everything's
so
okay.
So yeah, he's gay and conservative, so therefore everything he says is right. I'm like, oh my god. And then Ben Shapiro, who I actually didn't know much about until recently, reading up on him, he's better than Milo, but that's not saying a ton. And so I'm like, okay, I'm cool with bringing conservative speakers to campus. I'm cool with having those conversations. Obviously, express your viewpoint because the whole point of being here is so that we can have a discussion and that when we present facts, that those facts, like warrant the discussion and they, like, lead the discussion. The issue here is when presented with facts, conservatives nowadays are just like, well, that's not true. Or I don't believe that, or I don't feel that. But then they want to talk about crybaby liberal snowflakes, but then you want to turn around and say like, oh, well, that's not my feelings, that's not how I feel about this, so therefore it's not right. But then if liberals bring feelings into it, then all of a sudden they're crybabies. And so I'm just like, I don't understand your argument here, other than you just want to bitch and moan. And I just, it's got me flustered. It's got me flustered because I know on some level, like, yes, there's probably an environment where conservative voices are suppressed on campus. There's probably an environment where, yeah, like, people don't feel like they should speak out, or they know if they speak out, they're just going to get shut down. And on some level, that's fair. But on another level, the point of having these kind of academic discussions, and the point of what this whole thing is saying, is that we want to be able to have those discussions where people can talk about their viewpoints and get them, like, talk about facts and come up with a constructive dialogue. And if you're not going to speak up, then it doesn't, like, you can't contribute to that dialogue. But if you know you're going to get shut down, then come prepared with arguments for the other side. And if those arguments don't exist, reconsider your own viewpoint. If there's not an argument to counter-argue the argument that's being put in front of you, maybe your viewpoint is wrong. That's just something to consider. Like, maybe you need to reconsider the way you're looking at things if you can't come up with a counter-argument to the argument presented in front of you. And maybe it's not just that liberals are crybabies and that they're talking over you and that you just can't express your viewpoint. Maybe you're just wrong.
You know, you can separate everything into one of two categories. There are things that upset Owen and things that don't.
You know what's funny? I think that second box is left unfilled so far. Hmm. Anyway, here's Outlaws.
Wait, so,
no.
Oh, actually,
no. Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
I want to have a discussion with you about the remaining songs on our thing here.
Okay.
Because we don't have time for all of them.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. We got 10 minutes. We got 11 minutes worth of songs.
No, but I got to talk about that one after we listen to it.
Okay.
Right?
So you want to cut out my song?
Well, we can't cut out Kendrick.
So you want to cut out my song? That's what you... Okay.
It's yeah, process of elimination fine. Here, dude.
Yeah. Okay.
Look, man, my hands are tied.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
We can't ignore Kendrick, because Kendrick. We can't get rid of this one, because it's new. And so I'm not going to spend another week not listening to it. I can't do that.
Okay, yeah. Cut out my song. That's fine. All right, so Gorillaz came out with a new song this week.
And I'm sorry.
Song's called The Apprentice. Garber hasn't listened to it yet, no. So we're going to take a look.
Okay. Owen, I'm sorry.
It's fine. Just Owen, play the song. Play the song.
Don't be upset.
Play the song.
Yeah. You can be mad at me. Tell me I was born to quit. I was checking. Go on. Or you could just freak with me. Set it again, let the numbers roll. I hear that about you, baby. It's back when the city's cold. Don't ever look at me like that. It's just in the daylight, no. Just in the daylight, no. Oh. I am a broken screen, I'm a math routine. It's just bottom none and I'm over it.
Go.
I am the distant voice, I'm inside your head. And you don't know me, I am over it.
I was born to quit, I was checking gold. You should just freak with me,
freak with me,
and let the numbers roll. I'm made by the fire, I'm waiting back where the city's cold. Don't ever look at me like that. It's just in the days I've known. It's just in the days I've known.
I'm a broken screen, I'm a math routine that just bottomed out and I'm over it.
Go, go, go.
I'm a distant voice on the side.
Yo, new black king, New York dream. Tell these motherfuckers everything I'm seeing. My world's darker than the young black dream of the first black prince of a new white king. I just wanna play, have it my way. Make a bunch of fucking rules and tell them obey. They can fuck with me, yeah, yeah, OJ. First name government, know him, I slay. Lay. New black king, oh, new black king, yeah. New black king, oh, I obey, obey, obey.
I am a broken screen, I'm a map routine. It's just back to none and I'm over it.
Stop, stop, stop.
I am a distant voice, I'm inside your head. And you don't know me, I'm over it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. That was really interesting, actually.
Yeah, no, I'm very... The more I listen to it, the more excited I am for this album.
Yeah, no, I dug that. That was weird.
Mm-hmm.
I like it when the gorillas are weird. That makes me happy.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good one.
Yeah, no, so Humans is supposed to be, like, about, like, if Trump won, right?
I mean, that was kind of... It's weird because that was the idea, but then also all references to Trump and Obama have been cut from the album.
Really?
Not, like, cut, just censored. So I don't... Really? Yeah. Huh. Like, in... I think it was Let Me Out with Pusha T. Yeah. There's references to both of them, and they're censored by little bleeps.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they changed that. They Are you sure?
No, I mean, like, last time we listened to it, that's what I heard. Unless they changed it.
That was the clean version.
No, it's just any version.
Really?
Yeah, huh. As far as I know.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, which is weird. I think Damon said himself that he was, like, that he was censoring all references to Trump because he wanted it to be not about... Like, he didn't want it to be about Trump. He wanted it to be about, like, this more nebulous concept of, like, the world ending than, like, just about, like... Trump's presidency. You know what I mean? Like, it was fueled by that sort of idea, but it was a broader concept than that. It was more of the about kind of the social environment that created a Trump presidency and kind of how that mm-hmm. develops in itself. And also the thing about humans, like with the Z, is there's supposed to be this thing about like this kind of melding with technology and this like human technological split, and like as we kind of become absorbed by technology and kind of absorb technology as it is, like Where do we draw the line between what is human and what's technology? And you noticed, like, or at least I noticed, there's a lot of like techno presence on the album.
Yeah.
Like in terms of a lot of it's a lot of synth beats. It's a lot of like more electronic kind of vibes. And I think that's kind of intentional for what the album is supposed to be. And I think they'll kind of release more about that as like it comes out and as more people are reviewing it and stuff like that. And they do interviews and things. But
okay, yeah, no, I like that song.
Yeah, no, it's fun.
I'm a fan.
It's fun.
The first batch of songs they released, I was kind of like meh on.
They've
I like
grown on me.
I liked Andromeda.
Saturn Bars has grown on me.
I haven't gone back to them. I should.
Saturn Bars has grown.
Okay, I'll do that. But yeah, no. The closer it gets to the album coming out, the more I realize that I actually am pretty excited for this.
Yeah.
So, anyways. Something that I was way too excited about, but, like, totally paid off because it's amazing, is Kendrick's album. And we played a song off of it for, like, 3 weeks in a, or 2 weeks in a row now. So this will be our third.
We played Blood and DNA.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get all of them eventually.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
But we're going to wrap the show up with the last song on the album.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Here's Duckworth.
It was always me versus the world. Until I found it's me versus me. Why?
Just remember, what happens on Earth stays on Earth. We're gonna put it in reverse.
Darling, I told you many times, and now I'm telling you once again. Just to remind you, sweetheart, that my...
Oh, Lamar, Hail Mary, your Mary. Times is hard.
pray with the hooligan. Shadows all in the dark. Fellowship with demons and relatives, I'm a star. Life is one funny mob. A true comedian, you gotta love him. You gotta trust him. I might be bugging. Infomercials and no sleep. Introverted by my thoughts. Children listening gets deep. See, once upon a time inside the Nickerson Garden Projects, the object was to process and digest poverty's dialect. Adaptation inevitable. Gun violence by federal policies. Ray builders and drug professionals. Anthony was the oldest of seven. Well respected, calm and collected. Laughing and joking made life easier. Hard times, mama. A 4-year-old telling his nanny he needed her. His family history, pimping and banking. He was meant to be dangerous. Clacked him a grip and starts 15, scraping up his jeans with quarter pieces. Even got some from a smoker last weekend. Dodger policeman working for his big homie. Small town hustler graduated to a brick on him. $10,000 out of for project housing. That's on the daily. Seen his first meal, 20 years old. Had a couple of babies. Had a couple of shooters. Caught a murder case. Fingerprints on the gun, they're assuming, but witnesses couldn't prove it. That was back when he turned his back and they killed his cousin. He beat the case and went back to hustling. Bird shuffling, Anthony rang. The first in the projects with the two-tone Mustang. That 5.0 thing. They say 5-0 came. Circling parking lots and parking spots and hopping out while harassing the corner blocks. Crooked cops told Anthony he should kick it. He brushed him off and walked back to the Kentucky Fried Chicken. See, at this chicken spot there was a light skin that talked a lot with a curly top and a gap in his teeth. He worked a window, his name was Ducky. He came from the streets to Robert Taylor home, Southside Project Chirac. The Terror Dome. Drove to California with a woman on him and $500. They had a son hoping that he see college. Hustling on the side with a 9-to-5 to freak it. Cadillac severely ride his son around on weekends. Three-piece special with his name on his shirt pocket. Cross the street from the projects, Anthony planned to rob it. Stuck up the place before back in 84. That's when affiliation was really 8 years of war. So many relatives telling us, selling us, devilish work, scaling us, crime, intelligent, felonous, prevalent proposition with nines. Ducky was well aware, they robbed a manager and shot a customer last year. He figured he'd get on these good sides. Free chicken every time Anthony posted in line. Two extra biscuits, Anthony liked them and then let them slide. They didn't kill him, in fact it looked like they're the last to survive. Pay attention, that one decision changed both of their lives. One curse at a time, reverse the manifest of good karma and I'll tell you why. You take two strangers and put them in random predicaments. Give them a soul so they can make their own choices and live with it. 20 years later, them same strangers you make them meet again. Inside recording studios where they reaping their benefits. Then you start reminding them about that chicken incident. Whoever thought the greatest rapper would be from coincidence? Because if Anthony killed Ducky, Top Dog could be serving life while I grow up without a father and die in a gunfight.
Now fuck in the eyes, need now for that the world.
Now look at the rest of the world.
So I was taking a walk the other day.
And that'll do it for us tonight.
That'll be it.
This has been Dudat!
Dudat!
Two dudes assorted dudes.
Dudat.
I'm Jake.
I'm Owen.
You're listening to WJRH.
104.9 FM.
Lafayette College!
Radio.
Easton, Pennsylvania.
That's our show. But just before you know, just so you leave, everyone knows, conservatives are dumb. Your logic is flawed. You dehumanize people, and I hate you. I also hate Anna. That's our show.